Hebrews chapter 11, and I really do want to slow down just a little bit tonight. It's going to start off kind of funny, but it's still a serious message, and I want to encourage us tonight, amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, and then I'm going to go to Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 through 24. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word, amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you ain't there, say hold on, preacher. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, look at verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Let's read that one more time. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now let's go over to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. And it's the story of this translation. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Heard one old preacher say, you know, we preach about the astronauts and we preach about the cosmonauts, but when we preach on Enoch, we preach about the was-nots. Because God took him, amen. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word, God. I thank you for the sweet songs that we've heard, God. I pray right now, Lord, you would just have your hand on us. And, Lord, help the preaching to be easy. And, God, I pray, God, you'd help every one of us in here to be like a sponge, God, and just soak up what you're giving us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Language is a funny thing. Amen. If you've ever gone to a foreign country, if you've ever tried to talk to somebody that does not speak your language or they're trying to speak your language with a hard accent, it's hard to follow sometimes. So language, most of us, we understand, well, unless you're real bad redneck, you understand what the people are telling you in your language. I have talked to people from America that I couldn't understand, amen. You get to talk to some folks down there around Louisiana and you're just in a whole other world, glory to God. But language is a funny thing, and sometimes when it's translated, it can be kind of humorous. Now, these are actual signs, okay? An advertisement at a Hong Kong dentist's office says this, teeth extracted by the latest Methodist. Not Free Will Baptist, but Methodist. In Copenhagen, there's an airline ticket office says, we take your baggage and send them in all directions. A sign at a Budapest zoo says this, please do not feed the animals. If you have any suitable food, give it to the guard on duty. A couple of signs in some overseas shops says, English well talking. Here speaking American. In a Belgrade hotel, now you got to listen to this one now. In a Belgrade hotel, this is what it says. To move the cabin, push button for wishing floor. If cabin should enter more persons, each one should press number for wishing floor. Driving is then going alphabetically by national order. Did y'all get all that? It took me several times for reading that to even get it. A sign in a Tokyo translated in Japanese, warning motorists to watch out for pedestrians, says this. When a passenger of the foot heave in sight, toot the horn. Trumpet at him melodiously at first. But if he still obstacles your passage, then tootle him with vigor. So you see in translation, some words lose their meaning, amen? But our text said the word translation or translate three different times. It refers to translation of a man named Enoch. When Enoch was translated, he was lost in translation. He was lost to the world, but he was found in another world. Yeah. Amen. He was not. And there's coming a day, folks, there's coming a day when all God's people are going to be translated. Yeah. Amen. If you start studying about Enoch, Enoch is a type of the church that's going to be raptured out. Amen. Noah is a type of the Jewish people that's going to have to go through the flood. But understand something. Enoch is a type of the church. He was translated. The word translated in verse 5 means to transfer, to transport, or to change sides, or to carry over, or to remove. The word translated in verse 5 is also a transposition. It carries the idea of moving something from one place to another. The Bible says Enoch was translated. It means he was transported from one place to another. Keep it in mind, Enoch never died. Don't forget that. He was very much alive when this took place. Okay? Any of y'all catching on, this is a type of the rapture yet? According to Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, Enoch walked with God. It leaves an impression that Enoch was going about his day from day to day from just simply doing what he was supposed to do, and God removed him. The Bible says in a time that we think not. That means we're going to be going, Robert Lloyd might be in that motor grader one day, and that motor grader just run off through the woods somewhere. Amen. That's exactly what this is telling us about. The Bible talks about in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, and it came to pass as they went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Same thing, translated, same thing, moved from one to another. Understand, so these are the only two men in the Bible that have not died. Now, I don't want to get off my subject, but a lot of people think that these are going to be the two witnesses that come back in the book of Revelation. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on that. But the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. So something's going to happen as far as these two men are goes. The meaning of the translation. The phrase went up is often described Old Testament sacrifices, and it refers to the smoke that would rise up. And that's exactly what happened with Elijah. He rose up. He was taken out. And remember this, Elijah was alive when this happened. He didn't die. Enoch was alive when it happened. Elijah was alive when it happened. Every child of God that's saved with their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life has this hope also for us. We are just looking for the day, amen? We are just looking for the day that Jesus Christ comes back. Jesus said in John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and call you. Understand, let me just kind of give you just a picture, okay? And I might be getting ahead of myself a little bit, but that's all right. Jesus is going to come back one day, Jackie. He's going to stop. He's not going to come to earth. He's going to stop in the air. He's going to stop in the heavens. The Bible says that a trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those of us which are alive and remain shall be called up together, amen, translated, to move from one spot to another spot. And if you ever thought about this, when Jesus stops in midair, that is exactly where that the Bible says that's where Satan's domain is. Jesus is going to stop right there in the middle of Satan, call us out, glory to God. We're going to leave this place, amen. That's the hope of every Christian today. That's the meaning of the word translation right there. Now, let me just stop. Let me slow down. The word rapture don't appear in the Bible. A lot of young Christians don't know that. The word rapture does not appear in the Bible. It comes from the Latin word rapto, which when the Bible was translated from Greek to Latin, the word harpso, which is also means called up, as in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, was translated into the Latin word rapto, which means the same thing. So rapture, it basically means called up. It means translated. It means the same identical thing. So when people talk about the rapture, about being caught up. The word caught up right there is a military term. It means to seize with force or to take of oneself eagerly and to carry off. When the rapture takes place, Jesus is going to seize his church with force. Ain't nothing going to be able to stop him. Ain't nothing going to be able to slow him down. Hey, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, amen, when those graves burst open and they get called out and we get called out, there's not enough devils in hell to slow it down, amen. That's the meaning of the translation. Now understand something. You need to understand this. It's going to happen suddenly. It's not going to happen. There ain't going to be no previous warnings. God didn't come down and say, Enoch, get ready. God didn't say, Elijah, you're going to see something before. No, there ain't going to be no warnings. So you understand something. You're either saved or lost. It's heaven or hell. The Bible says we'll know the signs of the times. We'll be able to discern the signs of the times. And if you look around today and look at what's going on in the world, you know that it's getting close, glory to God. But God ain't going to come down and say, all right, you got 5 minutes to pack up. Nope. It's going to happen all of a sudden. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 34, therefore be also ready for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. It also needs to be noted that everyone is not going to leave in the rapture. It's for a selected few. Understand that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 6 says he's coming, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those of us are that alive and remain that are in Christ. You get what I'm saying? You saved or lost. I would challenge us tonight to check our hearts. You're either ready or you're not. You saved or lost. It's heaven or hell. There ain't no in between. And if there was any thought in my mind that I was not ready to, right now I'd get on this altar and I'd ask God to forgive me of my sins, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is only going to be for a select few. It also needs to be mentioned that the rapture is a very serious event. It is my belief from studying the Bible, and you talk to any of these that study the Bible, has been in church for an amount of time, Brother Barry and some of these others, it is my belief that if you are left behind when the rapture takes place and you've heard the gospel and you've had a chance to be saved, that your fate is sealed. It's either heaven or hell at the rapture time. Now, will they be people saved during the tribulation? Yes, they will. The Bible says that. But I still believe, going back to what the Bible says, that is talking about the Jewish nation. So you and I as church, you and I as Gentile believers, you and I as those that's been grafted in, our hope is the rapture. I had a man tell me one time, y'all have heard me say this, I ain't always been saved, okay? I remember one night, and I don't think less of me about this now, okay? I remember, because you ain't always been saved either. All y'all get you high-minded and think y'all that. Don't make me come back there and ask you where you got saved at and where you came from, amen. But anyhow, I remember one night, and I think I said this last week. Our thing was the weekend and Wednesday nights. That was our party and nights. Monday and Tuesday, work, and Wednesday we'd work like a dog. I'd get off Wednesday, I'd run home, Brother Robert. I'd jump in the shower, I'd jump in the car, and we'd take off. We'd go down to the beach. Do stupid stuff we had no business doing. But I remember we were getting ready one night, and we met up at a friend's house, and somehow or another, y'all know how a bunch of idiots are. Somehow or another, we got talking about church. Did y'all ever do that when you was lost? Somebody said about, and I had just enough knowledge about church to be dangerous. Somebody said something about the rapture. I'm thinking, again, y'all need to quit talking about this. Y'all scaring me to death. You know what? You know what one man said? Well, I'm just gonna wait till the rapture takes place, and then I'm gonna start living right, and I'll go to heaven. I was lost as a yard dog. I looked at him, Mike. I said, "You an idiot. It don't work that way." I was lost, and I knew it didn't work that way. This is serious. Yes, I want to encourage us tonight. I want to encourage us tonight, but this is still a serious time, folks. It's heaven and hell. This ain't no game. We ain't playing a game about this. This ain't no game where we're going to lose here and gain back there. No, if you miss the rapture, it's heaven and hell. So the meaning of the translation. Let's look at the means of the translation. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5 said that Enoch was translated and that God translated him. Did you get that? Genesis chapter 5 verse 24 says God took him. The point for these two things, listen here. Number one, God is in control when Enoch and Elijah was translated. God is in control when the church is raptured. The Bible says that Jesus don't even know when the rapture is going to take place. Only the Father in heaven, the angels in heaven don't know. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Enoch did not have no control over this event. Enoch could not make it come any faster. He could not slow it down. God controlled how he was translated. He could have allowed Enoch to die. Let me tell you something. Enoch wasn't no better than Abraham. Abraham died. Enoch wasn't no better than Moses. Moses died. Enoch wasn't no better than John the Baptist, and John the Baptist died. So why did God choose to work like this? Because he's God, and that's all you need to know. He's God. God could do it any way he wants to. But he chooses the rapture. Amen. God controlled where Enoch was translated. Now listen, he had no choice in the matter. The Bible says he was translated from here to there. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord when you're saved. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Let me just have a little side step right here. You have a say-so in this one. You got to say so. You get to choose heaven or hell. And it's your choice. God's not going to make you do it. God's not going to come down and twist your arm. I told you this before. There ain't none of us been drafted into the army of God. We all volunteers, amen? But God did this. Understand something. God knows when we're going to leave. God knows where we're going to leave from. And God knows how we're going to leave. Amen. The Bible talks about in Job chapter 14 verse 5, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, for thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Psalms 104 verse 9 says, thou hast set a bound that he may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. Psalms 39 verse 4, Lord, make me to know mine end and to measure my days, for what is it that I may know how frail I am? Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, I quoted a while ago, it is as appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. You don't know. Somebody told me one time, he said, I plan on getting saved, preacher. I plan on getting saved. I said, you do? He said, yeah. I said, when? I pulled out a calendar. Skip had a calendar at that time. That's back before we had cell phones, y'all. Don't laugh. Pulled out a calendar. I said, let me know when, because I want to write it down. Said, well, I don't know when. I said, well, do you know when the rapture is going to take place? He said, no. I said, well, you better be getting right then. Because we don't know. Skip hit the nail on the head Sunday morning. I preached a message, great day, probably 4 or 5 years ago. I preached a message that I thought we were in the 2-minute warning at that time. Skip said Sunday morning, I think we passed the 2-minute warning. We're in the final seconds. Amen. This is serious. God shall wipe away all tears. Amen. That's the message. You got the meaning, the means. Let's look at the message of the translation, and then I'm going to be coming to a close. Enoch lived in a time of grace. Now think about this. Enoch lived in a time when sin was rampant. How do you know, preacher? Because in the next chapter, after Genesis chapter 5, in the next chapter, Noah comes on the scene. And we know how bad things was when Noah come on the scene, because God destroyed the whole world. Enoch lived in a time of grace, but God chose to save Enoch because his life pleased him. Amen. We need to live our life so our life will be pleasing to God. It ain't about making the church happy. It ain't about making the preacher happy. It ain't about making the deacons happy. It's all about pleasing God. If you're living your life to please God, everything's going to be all right. He also lived in a time of death. Genesis chapter 5 revealed that the world was plunged into death because of sin. Verse 5, verse 8, verse 11, verse 17, verse 20, verse 27, verse 31. All contains the words, and he died. So-and-so begat so-and-so, and he died, and he died, and he died. Enoch was surrounded by death. But Enoch was not, because God took him. Now, I don't know about y'all. Now, this is, you know, we've had this discussion for many years here in the church, and over the years we've talked about this a lot. You know, I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for a hole in the sky. Amen. I hope I get to go by the rapture. I do. I hope I get to go by the rapture. I hope we're all here, and the rapture takes place. We get called out of here, and when we go past Satan and those heavens up there, I just want to go past him laughing as hard as I can laugh. Amen. But that might not be how I go. I might get killed in a car wreck tomorrow. I can't choose how I go. I just know I'm going. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I would prefer the rapture, Brother Robert, but if I don't go by the rapture, if I go by the grave, glory to God, I'm still going, amen? And let me just stop off just a minute. If I go by the grave or to go by the rapture, if I'm alive when the rapture takes place or if I'm dead when the rapture takes place, I'm still going to be raptured out. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those of us which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. So living or dead, I'm getting out of here, amen? It was also a time of judgment. We understand. Besides the obvious judgment of death, there was also an issue with Enoch's son. I read it to you a while ago. Enoch's son was named Methuselah. Methuselah basically means his death shall bring, or when he is gone, it will come. He lived 969 years, longer than any other human alive. And the year Methuselah died, the flood came. So it's a time of judgment. This world is slated for judgment. You can just see it. The Bible talks about how at the end, when we get to the end, how that the earth will groan with birthing pains, and how it will, the earthquakes and all kind of natural disasters will be taking place. And we see that happening. We see that happening now. So this earth is slated for destruction, and we know that the judgments already began. If you go back and read Romans chapter 1, the judgments already began. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, now listen. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We all know that verse. But this next verse, you ought to shout over this next verse more than you do that verse. Listen to what it says. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. I believe with all my heart That verse right there proves that the church will not have to go through the church will not have to go through the tribulation. I believe with all my heart that before God comes down and the tribulation period starts, the church is going to be raptured out. Amen. And I believe after that, the Antichrist comes on the scene. You start going into the book of Revelation. You see what happens with all that going on. I'm telling you right now, one of these days, we're going to be called out of here, folks. So what can you learn from this? I got two things I want to leave you with. Number one, walk with God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Walk with God. Let me ask you, did you walk with God today? Or did you walk with Satan today? You walking with somebody. Every last one of us in here, we drove up to this church. We got out of that car. Some of us got out of that car. We've been walking with God all day long. We walked with God right on up and got on and sat down on the pew. God sat right down beside us. Some of y'all walk with the devil today. And when the rapture takes place, you'll still be walking with him. Walk with God. The last thing is this, be ready to leave this world. Amen. Be ready to leave this world, because we don't know when we're doing it. Enoch didn't know when he was going to leave, but he was ready when that time came. James chapter 4, verse 14, tells us life is fleeting. Life is like a vapor. And I used the illustration one time. I believe I bought an aerosol can in and just sprayed it. It don't take but just a few seconds for that mist to be gone. I have a birthday in a couple months. I'll be 59 years old. That sounds shocking when I hear that in my ears. Amen? Amen. But Skip, how old are you? 65. It sounds crazy when you say it, don't it? How old are you, Drew? 22? Wow. 22. I was 1 year older than Drew when I got shot. Seems like a lifetime ago, but it seems like it was last week. Be ready to leave this world, because you don't know when you're going to leave. All right, Drew, I'm picking on you tonight. You're 22 years old. Have you lost anybody that was your age that you know passed away? I remember when I was 16 years old, a friend of mine got killed in a car wreck. That same year, a friend of mine drowned. Folks, I've worked wrecks where infants was laying on the side of the road. Dead. Everything from an infant on up to 80-some year old. We don't know when we're leaving. We need to walk with God, and we need to be prepared to leave this world. Are you ready? That's the question right now. Are you ready? Mike, I want you to come back and sing.